Montana's Missing Indigenous Persons Task Force met for the second time in Great Falls, Montana this weekend. The task force focused on what role data can play in addressing the issue of missing and murdered Native Americans. This task force was formed in the last legislative session to address what many people see as a total mismanagement of how tribal people are found once they go missing. This is the task force's second meeting, and they met to focus on the management of databases to find people, and overlaps and gaps in jurisdictions for who is spearheading the search. Jennifer Vietz called me on the way back to Helena. She's the Montana Missing Persons Clearinghouse Manager. The Clearinghouse is a public database online that lists every missing persons case that's currently open with Montana law enforcement. She told me about some of the challenges with keeping the Clearinghouse up to date and complete.
We want to make sure we have every missing person in the database so we have a complete picture of who's missing. It's pretty hard to find people if we don't know they're missing in the first place. And so we want to make sure that, you know, communities trust that they can report missing persons. We want to stop the myth about a 24-hour or 48-hour waiting period that does not exist. And so a family member can contact law enforcement at any time to report someone missing.
She encourages people to report missing persons immediately because delays only hurt the search. Plus, it's not a crime to be missing. Native people in Montana tend to go missing at rates that outpace their share of the state population. American Indians currently account for about 21% of all missing persons cases in the state of Montana, while only accounting for 6.6% of the state population, according to U.S. Census data from last July. That said, it's widely assumed that many missing Indigenous people go unreported. Deputy State Attorney General Melissa Schlichting says even law enforcement officials are often confused about who enters a missing person into a database.
Particularly today, what we talked about was wanting to try to establish or collect a complete list of all of the missing Indigenous persons within the state of Montana and how best to make sure that we're getting all of the information so we have a clearer picture of who all is missing.
Tell me about when you're working to define the scope of the problem. What are some of the challenges in doing that?
We have a number of Indian reservations within the state of Montana, and we have a number of federal partners which operate within those jurisdictions, as well as our state law enforcement and others who also operate within Indian country as well. And so it's figuring out the right jurisdiction and who the reporting law enforcement agency is going to be, who the investigating law enforcement agency is going to be, can sometimes be a challenging to people who are trying to report someone as missing. They don't necessarily know, should they go to tribal law enforcement? Should they go to state law enforcement? Should they go to the FBI if it occurs in the reservation, but it involves a non-Indian? Then who has jurisdiction? Those sorts of issues make it very tricky.
And so what does that mean in a practical sense? What were you hearing from tribal representatives about how that jurisdictional overlap plays out in these communities?
Primarily what we heard today was that people don't know where they can report and whether or not they are only required to report to tribal law enforcement. And one of the things we really clarified for all of the tribal representatives today is that with the passage of House Bill 54 and House Bill 20, you can make a report to any law enforcement agency within the state of Montana, including county and local law enforcement, for a missing persons report, regardless of where the person went missing. So even if a person who is on a reservation goes missing, they can go to their county law enforcement or their local police department and make a report, and they can also go to their tribal law enforcement as well. They're not restricted to one or the other.
And tell me about how that compares to people's past options.
Well, I think the perception is still out there, and we heard from some tribal representatives today that they still were feeling that there is this misperception that people on the reservation can't report missing people to anyone other than a tribal law enforcement.
The task force is also responsible for awarding a tribal college a $25,000 matching grant to create a network to help Montana tribes identify, report, and find missing Native Americans. They'll pick that back up at their next meeting on September 27th in Billings. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Olivia Reingold.